from the third world. He is deprived because there are 10 guys who have a car. So everything is relative, and therefore the climate and the economy of Litte fostered scholarship because it didn't have much else in life. And the height of achievement in Lithuania was to be a Talmud Chacham, was to be a scholar, was study, was literature, was the production of intellect. That was the treasure. Finally, in this thumbnail sketch of Lithuanian Jewry, they were very honest people. I don't want to say that chas v'sholem at the expense of other Jews. All Jews are honest. Just some are and some are going to be. But they all are honest. But in Lithuania, the Jews were very careful. They will see that that's why Lithuania was the most fertile ground for the Mussar movement to grow. It didn't grow anywhere else but Lithuania, because in Lithuania it found an audience. The Jews were extremely moral. They were very square people. I just want to read you an example from one of the great rabbis of Vilna, Meisha Ravkis. Meisha Ravkis was the Rav in Vilna in the late 1600s, in other words, a generation, two generations before the Gaon. And he has a commentary to all of the four volumes of the Shulchan Aruch. The commentary is called the Be'er HaGola. And the Be'er HaGola refers, it marks the texts from which the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, derived the halacha, how he decided. So if you want to look up the text, you want to look up his sources, because he wrote the Shulchan Aruch without footnotes. So in effect, what Rav Moshe Ravkis did is put in the footnotes, which is no mean achievement of scholarship. So he writes, I just want to mention one item because it's so important, because it so reflects the attitude of Lithuanian Jewry and of the times. Because 99% of his commentary is just, he tells you where to look it up. Just a footnote, you know, look, it's in this page of the Talmud, this page in the Bible, this page in the Mishnah. He very rarely goes out of his way to say anything that is not, that is more than just the bare text note. But here in his commentary to Choshen Mishpat, and it's there in the Choshen Mishpat, it would be Simen Shin Mem Ches, that would be 348. In the 348th category, in the beginning, he says that if a person finds an item which a non-Jew has lost, so there were those Jews who said that if a non-Jew loses something, or if a non-Jew makes a mistake, a monetary error, in your favor, you're allowed to take advantage of it. You don't have to give it back. So, for instance, if you walked into a store and you gave him a $10 bill and he, for some reason, gave you change for a 20, technically you would be able to pocket the extra $10. However, as a matter of practice, one is not allowed to do so. And he says here, "Vim herzir aveda leakum." If one returns the item that has been lost, or the extra money that was given to him by the non-Jew, lekadesh es Hashem, for the sake of God's name, kedeshi yafaru es Yisrael, so that the non-Jewish world will recognize the special uniqueness of the Jewish people, v'yoidu shehem bale amuna, and they will realize that the Jewish people are trustworthy, harezeh meshubach, he said, such actions are to be praised. And now he writes, Vani Kosev Zos Ledoros, I write this in my commentary for all generations to know.